Now, we'll come back once more to the description of the tree of life, or the Eitz Chaim. I mentioned that very briefly before when dealing with the glossary. Now, let me go over it again so as to impress it more vigorously on your mind. I'll repeat each Hebrew name two or three times again to warrant the impression. One, the first Sephirah, remember, Sephirah is singular, the plural is Sephiroth, and when arranged in a certain manner, they form the Eitz Chaim, or the Tree of Life. One is Kether. The word itself means a crown. Two is Chachma, not Chokma. Remember, the CH is guttural. Chachma means wisdom. Three is Bina means understanding. Four is Chesed, not Chesed, but Chesed. Chesed, the word itself means mercy. Five is Geburah. Geburah means severity. Six, Tefareth, beauty, harmony. Seven, Netzach, victory. Means victory and is pronounced Netzach. Eight is Hod, not hard, but Hod, glory. Nine is Yesod, not Yesod. Remember, the E after the first letter usually is a silent sound, you know, no sound at all. Yesod means the foundation. While 10 is Malkuth, meaning the kingdom.